This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, yesterday I interviewed this guy, Matt Hamacek, and he's the producer and director of The Dynasty. That is what is running right now about the New England Patriots. I know New England Patriot fans aren't probably very happy with it. But again, you got to remember that it's not a highlight film.
What can they not be happy
It's a documentary.
About?
Well, I mean,
honestly, won all those Super Bowls and you're not happy about the documentary. Screw.
Right. Well, some are. God. But he is a fascinating guy to interview. And I know that they're right in the middle of the series right now. So I think Al and I decided that we're going to try to book him later in March, right?
Yes. Mid-March.
Right, and, you know, I mean, you've already asked me, like, five questions about the damn thing because you're so interested in it.
Yeah, I'm locked into it. I think four episodes are out already.
Yes.
Which I've watched, and two more come out tonight, two more next week, two more.
So it took them two and a half years to put the Dynasty documentary together. It's kind of loosely based on the book Dynasty, written by Jeff Benedict. And this guy, Matt Hamacek, also did the Tiger documentary.
Oh, okay. But Tiger didn't participate in that, did
he? No, he didn't. He didn't. But it was, I think he had over 70 interviewed subjects, 2.5 years, trying to make sure that you get all the right people to answer the right questions. Your sense, Al, as a football fan, and of course we've been covering the Patriots for 2 decades, so it's like nuts. What do you think about it?
I just like that they got all of the major players that you would want to hear from. Everybody is in this thing and seemingly telling the truth. It doesn't seem like anybody's really hiding anything until kind of you get to Bill Belichick and Deflategate. Or no, Spygate. That was the one. I confused the two. They've said so many different things. When you get to Spygate with him, he pretty much shuts down.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think there was a conversation between he and Robert Kraft about Spygate. And I think Robert Kraft asked Bill Belichick, so how much does Spygate or spying on the other sidelines or video on the other sidelines and the signals really help you? And Bill Belichick said, I don't know, 1%. And he goes, we're going through all of this because you need to be helped 1%.
He actually called him
a schmuck.
Or an idiot or a schmuck or
I called him a schmuck, yeah.
Schmuck?
Yeah.
You called his own head coach a schmuck?
Because, man, for 1% of, like, I mean, so this is kind of like the unique triangle of Robert Kraft, Tom Brady, and Bill Belichick, and then everybody in between and around. You know, the relationships, what went on, the decision-making, and things of that nature. I have found it fascinating thus far.
Have they touched on the Aaron Hernandez stuff?
They will.
They will. Okay.
Yes.
And they're going to get deep into that or just go...
I don't know how deep they'll get into it, but they'll get deep into it.
It's very weird to see Tom Brady. He looks like a completely different person. Like, now he looks like a grown adult male. And back then, he just looked like a doofus.
Yeah, totally
like a
was.
Total doofus.
Like you say doofus. I'll say regular guy.
Yeah, like, no one looked at him like he was a cool guy or nothing. Like,
and that's how Hamacek laid it out to me. So they did 2.5 years of this. I don't know, miles and miles and miles of tape and having to, you know, cut out some things and put things together, try to tell the arc of the story and all that other stuff. And like I said, it really wasn't a highlight film. It's just a documentary of how these guys going to 9 Super Bowls, winning 6 of them, having all of this success over this elongated period of time and a lot of decisions that were made during that time. Yeah, then there was the Malcolm Butler benching in the Super Bowl against the Eagles.
Yep.
There's Spygate. There's the Flategate. I think, Bill, if I had to think back to that time and those times, I think Bill Belichick was disgusted with the Flategate because it came after Spygate, and the Flategate he had nothing to do with.
That is true. I remember those press conferences where
go ask Tom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Over and over and over again.
And I think that situation there really strained that relationship, if I'm looking at it from, you know, where I was sitting.
I mean, all these years later, what a stupid, stupid thing that was. I mean, honestly, the PSI and the footballs, I mean, that was just a conference that was getting their ass handed to them forever by one particular team and a head coach and a quarterback, and then they conspired with each other to try to take them down with the tiniest thing, like deflated footballs.
Well, you also have to understand the bigger picture of what happened. Because in the playoff game against the Baltimore Ravens.
So I say multiple teams, the Ravens and the Colts, the whole thing about the...
But you have to understand, not to get... I did the game.
Yeah.
I was doing the game, and I remember John Harbaugh was going crazy. The Ravens were winning the game. And all of a sudden, the Patriots went up-tempo offense. They were doing the ineligible-eligible receiver thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course, you know, when you're in the playoffs with the Patriots, they're going to do something that's going to end up having... To do with the rule change the next year.
Yep.
And the rule change now, as you see, they will not allow the offense to snap the ball until the defense can identify everybody on offense. And that came out of that game. And I remember after the game, Tom Brady responded to the post-game press conference from John Harbaugh, who claimed that while the Patriots may have not broken rules, they were pushing the envelope. And they were doing things that, you know, shouldn't be done on the football field or whatever, however you put it. But Tom Brady came out and said, look, we know the rules very well. And then, of course, the next game, it was the Indianapolis Colts. And the GM at that time was Ryan Grigson, who was with the Baltimore Ravens, if you remember, and close to John Harbaugh. Okay, Tom Brady, you know the rules? And how come your balls are underinflated?
Yep.
And that's where that came out of. It came out of because of the sniping back, I believe, the sniping back and forth after the post-game press conferences between the Patriots and the Ravens and that playoff game.
Did you ask this documentarian if he found or tried to find the two equipment guys who have fallen off the face of the earth?
I did. I don't know if that will make. I don't know. It was in the middle of the conversation somewhere.
But did he find them?
No.
Because nobody knows where they are.
No.
It might have been their arms and legs out in Babylon. Suffolk County Police found yesterday.
Nah, I don't know. I think they probably got paid off and they're probably living in Aruba somewhere.
Have to be.
I mean, it's unbelievable. And if you remember, during that whole time, Tom Brady would not give up his cell phone.
Then he destroyed it.
And Roger, you know, there was a lot of stuff going on.
It's still really stupid, the whole thing. But
yeah, and the kind of interesting thing that Matt Hamachek was telling me yesterday was that, you know, the news was leading with the PSI football and then following up with ISIS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.